This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can you guarantee you're going to be entertaining? I mean, can you offer that up right now?
Can you accept criticism as truly pointed criticism if somebody gives you the old, if you like her so much, why don't you marry her line? There's no way that's real. There's no way that's possibly real.
I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you marry her? Why don't you and the lobster bring a third person? That's my first question. Are you willing, you and Jen, this Valentine's Day, 1 week from today, willing to bring a third person, and both of you marry this person, and you have a person in mind?
Well, I've told you this story before. In the 2004 presidential election, Nancy Pelosi, the aforementioned Nancy Pelosi, was in town stumping for John Kerry, and I got a one-on-one interview, and she commented what a remarkable speaking voice I had.
Did you say?
Just throwing that out there.
What did you say back to her?
I can't say. I said, well, if you like it so much, why don't you marry me? That's what, forget it.
Adam, who would be your male free pass? Who is your guy right now that you see him and you say, he is a really good-looking guy? I'll give you one. When we were at the Super Bowl, remember we did the Super Bowl shows out there at Mall of America?
I was just reminded of that because I see our buddy Stu Gatz out on Radio Row right now.
Yes.
Funny, they go to the warm weather spots. They didn't show up for Minneapolis.
No, who can blame him? You were mesmerized by,
yes,
Greg Olson.
I was, and now I'm backtracking. He's a little too Neanderthal-looking-ish for me. And you like him. I'm not as much of a fan of him as you are.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's the best out there. Tony, we both have kind of taken some twists and turns on Romo. At first, we were kind of like, whoa, is he that great? Then we both liked him. He causes me to, like, scratch myself. Just spit out a word,
right,
Tony. Make some sense.
Well, I remember a time not too long ago where we thought Chris Collinsworth was the end-all, be-all, and he's almost unlistenable now.
It's hard. It is hard. Okay. Adam, similar to Harry Styles, excellent text coming in, by the way, 651-461-9226. When you enter the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, you go with, this doesn't happen to people like me very often.
My comment would be, this shouldn't happen to people like me at all. I don't think I'll be entering the Broadcast Hall of Fame anytime soon.
Well, we don't know that. Give me the Joe Citrari. We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Yeah. But and we both, speaking of, male crushes, Harry Styles, both of us, we're he's up there on the list. When Harry, off his boy band success, great looking, hit after hit after hit, when he's saying, this doesn't happen to people like me very often, it's like, okay, Harry, okay, stop. Come on. Has Adam ever had a cheeseburger pie? If so, does he like it with tomato sauce or tomato paste with butter? Cheeseburger pie.
I just Googled it. It actually does not look terrible. It looks almost like an egg bake. Is there eggs in it? Because I love
I've
an
never
egg
heard
bake.
Of.
Yeah, yeah. There's eggs. There's two eggs in it.
But it doesn't... Yes. Egg bake is phenomenal.
Oh,
right?
I love egg bake. Yes. I've never had. No, I've never had cheeseburger pie.
I bet Grundhoffers, they must make an egg bake out there, right?
I think so.
More text. Adam, if you're giving the State of the Union speech tonight, what will be one high point and one low point regarding the nation that you would discuss? Excellent question.
Boy. First of all, there's something to be said for you wish the truth would be told. I mean, don't come on to that the state of the nation is good when a majority of Americans thinks we're not.
Is that, by the way? What voice would
I don't know, but some clown who shouldn't be there. You know, just be honest, right? High point right now. We shot down the balloon. How about for the guys who, did you see the pictures of the guys pulling the balloon out of the water?
I did.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
That
doesn't look easy, by the
way.
No. I'm not signing up for that.
What
if they bring the balloon? When Joe walks in, they've reconstructed the balloon.
He's made a suit.
And he's on top of it.
He's made a suit out of the balloon. How about that?
Adam, February ice fishing or deep sea fishing in the Caribbean? You go Caribbean or Caribbean?
I say Caribbean.
Yep. I'm going to go Caribbean just to be different.
Okay.
Which would you prefer?
Contrarian? The Caribbean contrarian?
Mm-hmm. CC.
I got it. I'm taking the Caribbean.
Give me a blue
marlin on the line, a cigar in my mouth, the wind in my hair.
Outside of, you know, two of the kids held hostage, I'll never join you ice fishing. But I will join you ice fishing on the ocean anywhere. Let's get that done. 651-461-9226. We want more of your texts and calls. Is Adam planning a Roman Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. I don't need to, but should I? Would I need the help? Roman would be the first call.
Yes. Adam, would you ever play a game of escape convict and the warden's wife?
What?
Once again, the question was, would you ever play a game of escape convict and the warden's wife? That's very good. Maybe 1 week from tonight, get
spice it up a little bit, right? Get the orange jumpsuit.
I mean, yeah, exactly. What does Jen wear as the warden's wife? I think the hair is up, glasses, not very friendly, and then all of a sudden, boom.
What are you in for? What were you in for?
Yes, exactly. All right, let's pause. Let's keep those texts and phone calls coming. Come on, let's get some calls. 651-461-9226. Dave has found tunes today with the phrase State of the Union in them. What do we have here?
This is a fellow by the name of Marlon Kraft. The tune is called State of the Union. And a little later, you'll hear State of the Union Part 2 from Marlon as well.
Oh.
Hope we don't get Part 2 from Joe tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. You're excited. You're gonna record that, baby. Tingle, watch it. Oh.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders with the rebuttal. Can't wait.
Oh, my God. Adam, more text coming. Do you like to bowl? What kind of bowler are you? I see you with that little glove. I see you with not only the ball, but your bag.
Who do you think you are? I am. I'm a terrible bowler. I've never been good at bowling. I'm awful.
At one point, I was a decent bowler.
Did you do the big arm swing after you release the ball? You
know, oh, yeah. Leg kicked out.
Yeah.
I was like a...
polyester Sansibelt pants on.
I wear those every day, so there's no adjustment there. I was like a 150s, you know, somewhere there. That's decent, right?
That's solid, yeah. That's good weekend warrior stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I bowled, though. Q would go with the class a couple times recently. As Q was finishing transition, I went with him in the class, but I don't know. Maybe that's our big CCO. The Daver used to do that, right?
Oh, I was just thinking that the other day, the big bowling charity event. That was a fantastic event.
Yes.
We used to take the bus from South St. Paul High School down the hill to, it's Maddie's Lanes now, it used to be Wells Fargo Lanes. We'd show up there. And all the students would go bowling. Meanwhile, there'd be people hit in the bar just smoking heaters and places full of cigarette smoke. But the best thing about it is they had those, like, fountain pop vending machine where you get the fountain pop, you get the crushed ice. Oh, it was good.
More text here. We're going to get to Mike in Minneapolis just moments here. If you could bring somebody to the State of the Union, who would you bring?
Oh, man. If I could bring somebody to the State of the Union, who would I bring? Why do I get... I don't know.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels. Alex Jones. How about bring Alex Jones?
Give him a talker.
Give him a Medal of Freedom.
Yes. Your first concert you ever went to, and the text adds parenthetically, like a real concert, not where mom and dad went with you, but they dropped you off.
You know, I never went to a like when I was in high school, I never went to a it wasn't until college that I went to a concert.
Really?
And yeah, it was, and I loved country music, and obviously all the great country acts that would come to the State Fair. I don't know why, I just never went to those, but the first one was in college. I believe it was Target Center, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kansas, Met Center.
Yeah.
Maybe 1977, 78, something like that.
I saw Kansas and the Alan Parsons Project together. It was either the State or the Orpheum.
How many tunes? I mean, I've obviously calling the NBA in the 90s. I heard the one Alan Parsons song, Over and
that's
Over.
That was the Bulls one, right?
Yes, but then everybody imitated it. And I'm not even sure the Bulls might have imitated it also, but because of Jordan, it seemed like it was theirs. Do they have a fair amount of tunes?
Oh, yeah. Eye in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Don't Answer
Mike,
Me.
In Minneapolis is calling in for Mr. Carter.
Hey, it's been a while.
Mike.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you. Say, you're kind of a music buff, so I'm assuming you're familiar with Captain Beefheart.
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure this out. It's been bugging me for years. Just what in the world is Hobo Chang Ba?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous to like look into it.
Do it on your one.
Like
and
the
then
Ted
you
Nugent,
also have a station
like Ted,
computer too.
The Ted Nugent song "Wang Dang" and then finish that sentence. I was wondering what that was too.
That one we can guess, but the Chang Ba, that is definitely a mystery.
That is a mystery.
Yes.
I think it would. I think Captain Beefheart would want it to remain a mystery.
I believe so.
Thank you, Mike. Adam, I just saw Valley Fair has announced a hiring event. If you could choose any job at Valley Fair, what would it be?
Oh, you want to be a – do they have carnies at Valley Fair?
I was –
because you want to be in the role where you're being a carny, you can insult people, you know?
Yeah. Would that get old, though?
like for you or the get old for the people walking by. I know that.
Yeah, like I told you, the Renaissance thing. It just was like, yes. Okay, enough, like enough, enough.
We get it.
God, go take your big leg of meat and walk around, okay?
Henry the Eighth in it. We call that.
Let's see. I have a bunch of questions, so let's keep going with the texters. They're excellent. I have a biscuits and gravy egg bake that would knock your socks off.
If you did not gain a pound from it, if health were of no consequence, I think I'd eat biscuits and gravy every morning. I never liked it until about 7 years ago, and now it's, oh, man, good biscuits and gravy is about as good as it gets.
I agree. We got to go. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
More nonsense next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.